I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
And we're on. It's Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. The weekend tickets all this week, 9.05, so an hour from now. 12.05, 4.05, 5.05, and 6.05. On the 05s, guys, in case you didn't pick up on that. Text the code word we give you to our contest line, 20357. You'll be entered for a chance to win a pair of tickets for the weekend on the After Hours Till Dawn Tour. July 8th at Levi Stadium, courtesy of Live Nation. We're joined now by our dear friend, longtime bestie of the show, Scott Capurro is here.
Which stadium? The Levi's? Where is that?
Levi Stadium. Oh, you love The Weeknd?
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
What's your favorite song?
What did you say? Yeah, I love The Weeknd. The Weeknd? What are we talking about?
The artist, The Weeknd.
Oh, amazing. Edson's a huge fan. He listens to this network all the time. You know that, right?
You mean us, this network?
I'll put on the headphones.
This is a network.
Yeah, whatever, your station. I'll put on the headphones and he's listening. I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, I like the music. What can I do? I said, do they repeat a lot of stuff? He's like, yeah, but repetition's fine. I like it. I like it when it approaches. I like, oh, it's exciting. It's coming up. Here it is. Wee! And then he dances and sings. Mm. He dances all the time. Brazilian. But the Levi Stadium? Where is that one? Is that what you said? Yeah. I think that's what you said, right?
That's what I said.
Where's that one?
Are you serious? It's in Santa Clara.
Oh, yeah, I've driven by it.
The big football stadium.
What's the
big
Warriors? What's that one called?
That's called Oracle.
Oh, there you go.
That's called the Chase Center.
Right. I did a show there, and that was fun.
You did a show at the Chase Center?
A gay pride show. Thank you. An LGBTIQ+A show. Are you ready to go there? Thank you. Yes. And it was outdoors. And we got an email saying, can you please not say this, or talk about these things, please?
So you were in the parking lot.
Well, no. If
so
only.
It was like on the steps of the Chase Center. I brought my sound system.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Welcome to Comedy Show. Hey, guys. No, the parking's below, Sarah. You would know if you'd been there.
I haven't been there. It's incredible. I mean, after all these, it's been there for 2 years. I've never been to a show there.
The indoor space is incredible.
I can't get it off of there.
They gave us a green room, which was great.
That's nice.
Yeah. And so I was back there. Oh thank you, Vinny. I appreciate that. Thank you for he's industrious. There you go. Better, right?
I
sound better?
I mean,
offensive. Less loud. Less. Oh, thank you, Maddie.
Yeah. Maddie, we will take that, though. We'll take it.
There's one floating around.
I couldn't find it.
It's okay.
Maddie's backpack is so heavy.
Yeah,
he's
Maddie,
really butch.
What is going on with your backpack?
He's
because
butch
I've noticed,
that
too, that you, like, he puts that thing on and he has to, you know, he's got a bad hip. He's got a bum hip. He's getting a hip replacement next
week. We don't
say
bad or bum. We say challenged. Otherwise, it's bad. It just behaves badly. It just behaves actually in a challenging way. And he's going to fix it, right? It's treatable, right?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
That's what old people talk like. You just heard an old person talk. Well, good luck next week. Who's filling in for you?
No one.
Well, what are you going to do? You're unmoored without your producer. You're
that
floating.
Is true. Oh my God, we just adrift. Float along. We're
who's
going to
look after your snacks and stuff? Who's going to bring you your waters and make sure your microphone's on? Or
have you been bringing us food and I didn't know?
That's what producers do.
Where is this food and water?
He's running down to Costco, but he can't because he's got a challenging hip. But next week, after the hip is fixed, you'll be doing all the snack trips and stuff, right? And bringing burgers.
Yeah, that's all
whatever.
I do. Yeah. That's really all I do.
I mean, that is the job of the producer, just to like, you know, sort of pamper the hosts.
Yeah. And the guests.
Miss Clark needs her coffee. She needs her snacks.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, no one met me at the elevator. I had to sneak my way into the building. Not that typical. If you're charming and tall and have light-colored eyes. And then suddenly I come out the elevator on this floor and they're looking at me like, what are you doing here? I'm like, where's Maddie? Who? Matt, who? What? The other staff on this floor don't know who you guys are that you're even here producing this magic. It's weird. All this magic. And rainbows flying out of windows when you guys are on the air, but they don't know.
No, they do know. They walk by and they can hear the show. So
yeah, they don't know. They don't care. And so, but some guy let me in. He's like, what are you doing out here? Who are you? I said, I'm with the show. He's like, right. Anyway, so they let me in.
Oh, good.
Not that difficult, right?
Right.
But no snacks. No. What about the pampering the guests?
Some water right there.
No, I don't want that. Someone else has touched that. It's got cooties on it.
What are you talking about?
Cooties on it. It's cootie bottles. It's been sitting there for weeks because it was here last time I was here.
That is true. It's always there. Just in case the guest gets thirsty.
It's saline. But yeah, there should be. Like, you know, a tray of well, when I do other radio in other countries and other places where they speak English, they have, you know, pretzels and
pretzels.
Been dipped in chocolate sometimes. They have those at the BBC, chocolate dipped pretzels.
Do they? Is that like a staple of the BBC?
A cappuccino machine. I'm just saying, you know, Maddie, when you do fix that hip and you're you know,
more mobile.
Yeah, or mobile at all. Cripple. Anyway, when you get that fixed, right? Right, Mr. Clumsy? When you get that fixed, you start falling over yourself.
We got a bad guest, a bum guest.
Seriously.
Did you hear that
challenge
at
guest.
The BBC?
When you get, I'm just saying. You know,
is that what snagged you?
I'm a proud family member of that network. But anyway, but they have nothing. They don't have a 10th floor view like you guys. They don't. I mean, they own iconic buildings in Britain, but they only go like five floors up. So you got it made with this view, right? You're better than them.
It's a beautiful view.
You're better than the bee. But anyway, yes, next time, Maddie. Next time.
Okay, so back to the original question of why we sucked Maddie in. We're sitting here in Studio 9 at 88 Kearney on the 10th floor.
There's 9 studios on this floor?
There's 10.
On this floor?
On this floor, what? Yes.
So there's magic everywhere.
Oh my God. So Scott Caparo has joined us here. I was trying to do like a full reset. Like, what? Here's we are in San Francisco in California on Earth.
You sound drunk.
Thank you. So, Maddie...
What
is
that was
it?
A good one. I like
picked
it.
Up. I have picked up your backpack.
So glad
and
you're
thought,
sober.
That's again. Heavy.
So yeah, really heavy.
Just now, Scott moved your backpack and said that his arm almost came off.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
picked it up.
Yeah, fell out of the joint.
What is going on in your backpack?
I keep a lot of stuff in there for just in case.
Like what?
You know, I don't know. I got
like 2 gallons of water,
like sweeteners, and you know, like a Tide stick, and.
Okay, so that's 4 ounces so far.
Yeah.
Go on.
There might be a laptop in there.
Yeah, there's
there might be a laptop.
Yeah, there definitely is. Yeah. There's some gold bars.
Now we're at 4 pounds.
Yeah, he's got gold bars.
Right.
Yeah,
oh, no, the gold bars. Yeah, that's, that explains it, actually.
Yeah. I forgot my glasses one day, so I keep spare glasses in there.
Right. Okay,
yeah,
I mean, that's another 6 ounces.
Some clothing, you know, some gloves.
Clothing and gloves. Gloves. Gloves and clothing.
A clever sweater to throw over your shoulders in case it gets windy out.
You never know.
Little Argyle.
Bring that in here. I want to see what's in there.
It's really. Heavy. I thought you did it for exercise purposes to keep your upper torso strong.
But then I watch him, you know, this is a guy who's getting his hip replaced. Yeah. And every day I watch him swing that thing up onto his back and he has to like bend forward to support the weight of the thing.
Mm.
Like there's just no need for it. We should just like help him out.
I think he's self-injuring. Maybe he's like a teenager in Marin. He's cutting himself. He's like, because he didn't get a pony. Are you hurting yourself because your childhood was the way it was? What's going on?
Oh, it's not as bad as I thought.
Oh, really?
It's the laptop.
All right.
Feel that, Finny. Feel how heavy that thing is.
It's just carrying that all day. It's a lot after a while, right?
Wow.
Yeah. You're not going to get it.
It's pretty damn heavy.
Yeah, you can't get that up the Alpine Meadows with that thing.
Take out that thing.
Yeah, right. Better?
What is going on? What is in this thing?
Yeah, it's not the last.
Sarah, you're violating his... What? What? You're like a comic
She's
on
going
stage.
Through
going through a woman's purse. It's so hack. Sarah, leave him some privacy. Who knows what he's got in there? Oh, God.
Truthfully, there is no single thing in here that
Thank God
seems
he's got
to
deodorant
be, it's
because...
worse than a... Oh, my God. What are these?
No,
what
you've
is
had
this?
Staff that didn't... Oh, CQ.
They're what?
Easter candies? Easter
kind of Easter gumballs or possibly...
See?
I mean, it's just, what is that?
You don't want to do this. You don't look through people's
purses. That is worse
spaces.
Than a chick's purse.
Yeah. Where's yours?
Are gumballs?
My purse right here.
Dump it. Oh. What's
take,
in there?
Have a look.
Oh God.
You'll be amazed at how organized and amazing it is.
You all richer than Oprah, and you, this is your purse
I've
from
made
Target.
That purse.
She Shut made up. That purse.
Oh, did she really?
Yeah, it's designed so I can fit my two coffee mugs into this. Into
it should be leather, shouldn't it? What is this? Oh, these are reading glass. Well, okay. What? Why is it leather? You're a lady. Should be leather.
I just made it out of a fabric.
What shoes
I like.
Does this match with? What shoes are you
none
wearing?
None of my shoes.
What? You're not wearing matching shoes to your bag.
It doesn't match.
People walk you. They watch you walk to work and think, that poor woman. Look at her. She's how many kids does she have? That's what they think. How many people
is
she looking after?
Give me my purse.
It's cute.
It's not cute. It's just a big purse that I jam my stuff in. It has a little pocket for everything, like my two.
God, if I was you and I didn't have kids around the house anymore because my kids won't talk to me, I would be wearing alligator shoes and an alligator bag into work every day with a little tight pencil skirt.
Oh, it's a, oh my
I'd
God.
I'd be working
yes.
all of it.
Why do I not wear a tight pencil skirt?
And I'd be like
work?
My grandmother until she was 80.
You?
I'd be wearing a blouse too small so my little boobies push up into my neck.
Right,
right?
A little bustier
right?
thing
yeah, a little baby's
on.
Bum under your throat. That's what you want. A little baby's bum under your throat. Little baby's bum boobies up to your throat. That's
okay.
what you want.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, you'd be paid more, but also people would be opening the door for you. Here's free coffee at Starbucks. Here you go. I mean, I know how cheap you are.
Pays to be a
free cappuccino. Seriously.
Right.
Well, why not? You still look good. People ask me, fans of your show, fans of you, not him so much because they know what he looks like, right? Because Vinny posts photos of stuff on the beach all the time in his tiny, teeny Speedo. But you, people want to know, how does Sarah look like, you know, all over? They only see you neck up, right? They want to know. I'm like, she still looks good. She can still, you know what I mean? Like, she could get some if she needed to. You could still get some, right? If you needed to. If you're out and about, I don't know. What's a bar in Mill Valley that you frequent?
The Deuce.
Yeah. You're at the Deuce,
yeah.
right? Tiny.
I actually feel pretty confident I could get laid at the Deuce.
You could, yeah. right? Right.
I feel like I could.
And but not
John tells me, you know.
But not with that purse. People are gonna think you work there. You want to walk in there.
Oh,
right?
You're saying I need a better handbag. I could not get laid with that.
No, it looks like a toaster. It looks like a wedding gift at a bad wedding. Seriously, you do not want. You want something nice, shiny that makes you look like temporary, like a little purse. Like, ooh, I've got my comb and my toothbrush. I'm ready to go anywhere you want to go.
I want to try something out on you. I bought this leather jacket last week.
Yeah, great.
Oh, this will be great.
And I would like your feedback
on it.
Is
it cute? Like
style
what color?
I'm going to put it on right now.
Oh, God. I hope it's snug and cute with lapels.
You need to come around here.
And maybe like an auburn. Yeah. Oh, what is that?
Here, I'll
what?
Move and get,
oh.
let you take my mic
oh,
for a
my
second.
God.
You look
like
show
an,
it to him.
Yeah.
You look like an extra on Hogan's
no,
Heroes. What
you
are you wearing?
Go over there.
Oh. Come on over here.
Oh,
I go over there?
Yeah, let me see it. And give it some action. Let me see it. Put, you know, zip it in the hip.
I'm doing it. I'm trying to do it. Here, come here, Vinny.
Yeah. Let me see.
Scott Capurro's on the show, everybody.
Okay,
everybody.
This is great.
See it, Martini's.
Oh, it does
oh,
smell
my
good.
God. Well.
It smells like leather
oh,
in here.
Okay. Where did you get that leather jacket? It looks like a biker jacket with, are those gold stars on the back? Are they meant to be? Okay. Are you part of a gang? Is it an initiation process?
What do you think? You hate it?
No. I'm not quite sure what you're going for. Tell me what you're going for. Let's work from there.
A leather jacket.
Right. And and do you want to be seen as sort of kind of, hey, look at me. I'm a bit racy. I'm
yeah,
up with
like
the
a
kids.
Bit rock and roll. What do you think?
Oh, right. Yeah. Yeah, sure. And when my voice goes up like that, I'm usually lying. No, it's really nice. Really nice. Looks great on you. Have you thought about, where did you find that? On the street or at a Goodwill? Did you find it at Goodwill? Is that where you got it? At Goodwill?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So you go clothing shopping at thrift stores?
No, I got it at a leather shop.
Oh, is there
and
a leather
can,
shop
in
Mill Valley?
Like, I can tell you were looking for something mean to say about it.
No,
and you
no.
Couldn't.
I couldn't.
You love it.
No, I love buckles on my waistline. I think anything that makes me look twice my size, bring it on, right? I'm charging the crowd. I want to look bigger. I want to be shaped like a refrigerator. Did you find that?
It is a little boxy.
It's a
I'll
bit
give
boxy,
him that
yeah.
dig that
why
it's a little boxy.
Why reduce your breasts when you have such a nice rack?
Oh my God.
Why reduce them? Why not show them off? Seriously, look at these babies. Look at this cotton candy. Come eat, right? That's what you want. You want people diving for you, not like, push her out of the way at Safeway.
It is weird how I, you know, that. Do you really think that?
Well, until you drop dead, what else you got if you're a girl, right? That's what you got.
That's true.
Right?
That's really,
you gotta
I mean,
work
good
that.
Point.
I mean,
solid,
seriously.
Solid
I, you know,
point.
Well, you know, women complain, what do I get? What do I have? Well, this is what you got. This is what you've been given by by nature.
Yeah.
Right. Yep. I can't, I don't know one.
No, I mean, you know, honestly, I'm super grateful that you're here right now to explain this to me.
What heterosexual male would turn that down? Guys like
everyone,
all that.
Scott Capurro, the thoughts and feelings of Scott Capurro.
Can I be honest with you about something?
Yes, of course.
You know, every 6 months I hear the complaints, and Vinny never says it because Vinny appreciates what he's got. He's busy. He's still got kids in the house. You don't talk to your children, but he's still got kids around,
mm-hmm, yep,
right? And yep, a wife who doesn't talk to him. But anyway, it all works out for him. But you've got time. And you call me, you're like, oh, the contractual thing with the station, it's a nightmare.
I'm
like, oh, yeah, yeah, every 6 months. Seriously, it's so tedious. I'm just saying, I love you. But I'm like, oh my God, what else does she need? And a third, like BMW. Anyway, so yeah, no, they didn't give me what I, anyway, see, I'm thinking, because mm-hmm, you're not using your God-given gifts at a meeting, you know? And when you show up
I do
have
a meeting today.
Well,
can you give me some tips on
how
I can
wear that?
Get more, yes, oh yeah.
You run to Nordstrom? Do you have 5 minutes to pick up a teeny tiny blouse? And put your hair up or maybe get it fit? I don't know. I mean, have you ever seen a woman?
Maybe write me a list.
You know,
of
when I saw when I interviewed Faye Dunaway for the BBC, and yes, I did a few years ago because she had a book come out, and I asked, thank you, and I said to Miss Dunaway, did it ever stand in your way to be a beautiful woman? Do you ever think that it was something that that people only saw when they saw you? She said, in showbiz, it's never a problem if you're gorgeous; it only helps. I'm just saying, really, you know, maybe.
I mean, I guess this is technically showbiz, so probably I should get one of those.
A little lipstick,
you know,
wouldn't help her. I mean, I know
go
a couple
on,
of guys would be dad
keep
with a makeover, right? Maddie's getting a makeover, a new hip. Why can't you put on something button down to your? That's, I'm just saying.
You know what? You're right. I'm really going to take it. I'm taking it all to heart.
I'm so glad we've had this conversation.
You.
Seriously.
Thank you. It's finally, after all these years, you finally have given me some really solid
advice. It's not really an appearance today. It's an intervention, Sarah. Vinny and Maddie, they knew you had a meeting and they're like, what can we do? Well, they couldn't say it. They felt bad. Who's better at making something pretty than a gay man in San Francisco?
Oh, it's 2025, true.
Really. And Maddie take
We're
one
hired
big step
all the time.
Backwards.
I'm happy to help. I'm so glad I can help.
Oh my God, you know, it is. It's great. And really,
seriously,
just knowing that the two of you are, you know, behind his bravery
and this whole for all we know, that backpack, Vinny's got a pair of fake eyelashes. Those wouldn't hurt guys like that, too.
Oh, God, right.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah. And take off the glasses. You can't see, but there's nothing to look at. You just want more money. That's all you're hoping for.
Right. So when I go to our big meeting today, I can stand up in the middle of the whole
staff and ask for more money. Well, you saw Kanye West's girlfriend at the Grammys,
right?
Oh,
I sure did.
She looked fantastic. And I can only be envious of someone who can look like that and walk into a meeting that way. You just, guys will say anything to that. Yes. What else? What more do you want? So we'll find you something.
You think it'll hurt that my boss is a woman? Do you think that she'll be like less if I
being so sexist?
Throw my boobs up in
Karen's
face.
That's who you're dressing for. Women dress for other women, not for men. They don't care what men think, obviously. They're trying to get the approval of other women.
So you think it'll be, I should just dress like a little tot.
Well, just work it.
And then Karen would be like, you know what, lady?
Yeah.
How about some more money?
Suddenly you have all the power.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Because what power do women have? Well, you're looking at it, right? That's the power you got. So,
I thought you were going to say none.
No.
So I do have some power. Okay,
a little bit left. It's leaking, but you got a bit. Yeah, seriously.
I could.
Yes. Okay. Why turn your back on who you actually are,
right? You give me so much to think about.
Thank you. Mm. Yeah. Vinny, are you attending the meeting as well? He doesn't have to. He's a guy. He gets a raise anyway because he's got kids.
Right.
He's got a family after you,
that's
right?
That's true. Yeah.
Right. So, yeah.
I mean, that's fair.
Yeah.
Right. Well, this has been so helpful.
If anyone could lift those two before the meeting somehow, there's something we could surgically, but we don't have time for that. So there is tape. Look, I'll spend 10 minutes with you in the ladies' room. Let me Mrs. Doubtfire you into a real woman. Seriously, I can do it.
Oh,
I've done
Uncle
it in the
Jack.
Past.
Thank you.
Right. So,
Aunt Jack.
Whatever.
Whatever your name was in that Oscar award-winning movie.
How about
you?
Mr. Fix-It, in your case, is what it will be. Seriously.
Well, after all these years, finally, you'll get your hands on
no
me.
No horizontal
Mold
stripes.
Me.
No fake gold stars on the back of your leather jacket. It looks like someone left at your house. Anyway, so yeah, something, you know.
I should be so lucky.
Good Lord. man. Give that to John because maybe it'll butch him up. He could use a little bit of that, you know, a bit of less fairy dust sprinkled
on. He's so femme.
Seriously. Mm. So, yeah, we'll find something for you.
Thanks.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
A bit of
you know,
soft.
It's funny. I really envisioned this segment being really more about Vinny as it usually is.
It's harder when you see him.
You have to look at some hard truths.
He cares.
About my
attitude. He's
trimmed. In the workplace.
No, Vinny's shaved and lifted. He's ready to go. Mm. He's ready for battle. Mm. But, you know, I feel like, you know, yeah.
I don't know, but that's what you're here for. I do appreciate it.
Yeah, God, I'm worn out. You. I've lost some T cells on this conversation.
Look at Maddie shaking his head in the other
room. Well, I'm just like, I've been wondering for 20 minutes, what is Scott in for? Why do you do this to me?
20 years if the warrant gets its way. No, I'm in for, I'm here
listen,
to help.
I've got a lot to process here, and I have a lot of changes to make before the big meeting today.
Yeah. And the boys that called me from New York, they were concerned too.
I'm sure. Oh, yeah. Yes, I'm sure.
Well, they reach me through Retson all the time.
Oh, the boys from New York, your kids.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant the big bosses.
I thought
you Yeah, the real ones.
Vinny figured it out. Well, there's been, it takes a man.
You know, there's been an increase in interest on their credit cards, but they haven't seen a raise from mommy. So they are thinking,
Mommy should probably, you know, hoard up a little.
A little bit. Right. Yeah. As much as you can. I mean, you're in showbiz, so how'd you get here anyway in the first place, right?
Right. I mean, obviously I did what I had to do.
Well, hand on the knee, right? Hand on the knee. That's what it's called, right?
Is that what it's called? Okay. So Scott's got a couple shows coming up here.
Yes, ladies.
The 15th at Martoonies in San Francisco and the 18th at the Punchline, which is great.
Fantastic.
What day of the week is that?
That's a Tuesday.
Ew,
at the Punch,
Tuesday.
I know, but you know,
Yeah, just it is still Punchline.
It's my one off. It's my one off.
Because you do whole weekends though.
I do once a year, but this is in the middle of my weekly.
I see. Okay. So the 15th at Martoonies, 18th at the Punchline. I'm sure you'll be on the show in 2 weeks.
I can't
what
wait.
What an amazing. I mean, honestly, I really feel like this was a great intervention. I got my marching orders.
In 2 weeks, right?
Get it all together.
A little pastel, really a little pastel V-neck, soft cashmere, maybe on you.
Got it. Mm-hmm.
Right? And maybe
can
some.
Do you think you could send me some sketches?
I can, yes.
That'd be great.
Definitely.
That'd be super.
I'd love to. Thank you.
No, thank you. No.
Namaste, Sarah.
Thank you.
And Vinny, what do you think about all this? Do you think that it's about time?
I enjoyed your conversation.
But it's about time, isn't it?
Very much.
What do you
think? I've enjoyed it. I think that you are on fire.
But Vinny, I need some upper torso work. My doctor told me recently. So maybe can we do a bit of, because you do a bit of upper torso work for the surfing thing, right? So you What do you suggest? Can we get together on a bit of some quarterback squats or some snatching? Snatching? Is it snatching? Is that what it's called, Sarah? Is it snatches? Vinny?
Let's talk off air.
We can snatch?
I'd love to snatch with you.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. but you're scrolling your phone. And maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt. Or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. A little messy. It's time to tell you about this. Listen to our show live every day and get our full show podcast. You know where you get all those things? On the free, incredible Odyssey app. Check it out. A-U-D-A-C-Y on Google Play and the App Store.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Another Alice Escape with Bruno Mars. All this week at 3:05. Man, there are a lot of things.
Yes, there are.
You want to keep this number handy, 20357. That is our contest line where you will text the code word at 3:05 in order to get in on Bruno Mars tickets.
This is incredible. What a great, I would love to go see him in Las Vegas. Amazing.
So text the code word at 305 to 20357 for your chance to win two tickets to see Bruno Mars at Dolby Live in Las Vegas on June 2nd, a two-night hotel stay at Park MGM, and round-trip airfare for you and a guest courtesy of
Live Nation.
Thank you, Live Nation. All right, here's what's happening. We have a in the super stormy yesterday.
And it's delightful out today.
It's a really nice break for today. It was cold this morning, mostly clear today though, and sunny skies, highs in the mid 50s, and then we go right back into a new storm and it should be even colder. And hopefully that means lots of snow. Bring on the snow, everyone. We need it.
Yep.
There's that. San Francisco's new speed cameras will automatically issue tickets up to $500. That's right. Not only do we have the red light cams now, there are speeding cameras scanning the city's roads, making, hopefully, this a safer place to be a pedestrian.
Right.
Now, you'll often hear me say stuff about pedestrians because I feel like they jump out onto the street without looking.
They're and looking at their phones.
They don't give one flying. They know you've got to stop. And so there I am going, "Arr!" But the truth is, it's very dangerous to be a pedestrian in a big city. And if you're trying your best, you should be fine. But, you know, I understand you got a text. You can't look out onto the street when busy reading a text.
And especially if you're driving, too. I mean, just as much as it's dangerous for pedestrians, it's so dangerous to be a driver these days.
God,
my boss really wants to see me when I get to work. He's let me know and I need to respond to that.
They're going to be targeting 30, they say speeding drivers are the first group they're targeting, and it's 33 automated cameras they're installing across the city. Now, all joking aside, this will be in school zones. Important.
Yes.
They also say they're going to be putting these in zones where a lot of those, what are those late night people that do donuts on the
road?
Oh, sideshows.
They're
going to
be, these things
You see
will,
those marks. You can find those marks on the street. Mm-hmm. It's kind of incredible.
They'll be sending you tickets directly to your home.
What fun.
So you don't have to, that's just, there's no interaction.
So go
with
steal
police.
A car if you want to run around the city real fast.
Now
don't
they're
do
saying
it in your car.
That, and this is kind of important.
All right.
Because I've been a guy as a young man that had enough points on my record that I would be like tightroping between.
Right. I can't get one more point or
not
I'll
another.
Lose this.
Right. The citations will only be civil penalties and won't result in DMV points.
Oh, is that so? So these are just, you pay this.
Uh-huh.
And there's penalties if you don't, I'm sure.
Right.
But this isn't going to add up to points.
The cameras here in San Francisco will be located on high injury streets, in school zones, and again, in areas with a history of sideshows. And yes, those burnout marks are exactly that. The scene of a sideshow.
So there are maps for this, which maybe we can grab. They show you exactly the locations of these cameras.
Oh,
yeah. I was reading this. I saw this in the on SFGate the other day.
That's exactly where I'm looking at it.
Yeah. And it's so, and I just gave it a cursory look. I didn't realize it's actually, I mean, is it good news that it's not points on your license? But either way, you can look and see if it's, cause I immediately went, I drive through the city. Let me see if that's on 101 going through the city, which is all surface streets.
They say the cams are coming to five other California cities. That includes Los Angeles, San Jose, Oakland, Glendale, and Long Beach.
Mm.
There's going to be a little bit of a grace period. So if you're that person who's about to get nailed, that first ticket right out of the gate probably won't be one where you owe.
So they'll give you a warning. Like
for the first couple months, it's going to be, you know where you drove by.
Right.
If you drive by here every day, you're going to be in big trouble if you keep coming through here at that speed.
Because we got you.
Mm-hmm.
That's, I think that's great.
So again, these tickets will run you between $1 and $500, depending on how fast over the speed limit you're going.
Oh.
And they'll be mailed directly to your home like everything else now. So,
what if you're only going 1 mile an hour over?
They'll get the grace is, according to what I read, you have to be going 11 miles per hour over the speed limit.
They shouldn't tell you what the grace.
Well, I was trying not to, but you just asked.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be like 1 mile. I can't believe they put it right in the story.
Yeah, it's right there.
Yeah.
So, and I have been told this by nice police who have said, if you're 9 or 10 over the speed limit, you're good. You go one more over, and you no longer are given the gift of a, or even have a possibility of skating. So
75 is fine. 76, you're in big
trouble. Well, and that's just what I've heard.
Yeah, I know. I honestly, it's hard to know. Hard to know what you can get away with until you don't get away with it. And then you know.
I'm very careful.
You find out.
I don't want no trouble. And I have a long drive. And I really can't afford to get points. But yesterday, very specifically, despite the fact that there was no chance I was going surfing with all that weather.
Yes.
I took the coast because I just figured with this rain and all that, I just went, I'm going to go. And I was alone out there.
Right.
And just cruised nice.
How do you get
slow
over the beach? You drive straight out through the city or do you?
No, I take Pacifica down.
Oh, you do.
And I go through the tunnel.
That's nice.
And up Half Moon Bay.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
So anyway, that's just real quick. I wanted to mention that. Speed cams now, everyone. Not red light cams, speed cams.
Cams.
Well,
believe it, you're on one right now. Are we on camera right now?
No.
Are you sure?
Not yet. It's coming soon, though.
Yeah. Is it?
Yeah.
Well, we have that one position we're trying to fill.
Yeah, and it looks like it's going to be filled. So.
Oh.
Yeah.
And that person's going to run cameras for us.
Cameras, yeah, we'll be on.
We have a contestant?
Yes, she's great.
Oh, it's a she. Is her name Bob? Because that's all their names.
Her name is Bob.
We don't want you getting attached to anybody.
Is she nice? Is she wonderful?
I loved. I mean, we got done the interview, and I wrote to the other folks who are making the decision. I'm like, That's her.
Okay, but she never gets to meet the listeners because the listeners
they'll get
latch
to love
onto
them too,
people,
and we do not want them falling in love with her.
Something happens, and she decides to leave. Whether it's got anything to do with us, we get blamed. Like, what'd you do to?
Well, you're not allowed.
The person
I'm not,
we love.
I'm not letting her talk to you guys.
Okay, good.
Or look you in the eye.
Good.
Okay,
you know?
Great. Good. Great. We don't want to know her. We don't want to love her.
We don't want no
we
trouble.
We already love her.
She sounds great, though.
She really does.
I'm very excited about it.
Oh,
very
you're excited.
Excited.
I am too.
It's a girl. Should we name her Bobby? We have a Bobby right
Bobby.
Outside.
Oh, like, we have a Bobby yeah. right outside our window.
I know.
And he's great.
Oh, I love him.
Uh-huh.
He is great.
Sarah.
Yeah, Sarah.
You only fly first class.
That is true. If I really am pissed if I'm not flying first class.
So this is
right,
a
hoity-toity.
Situation for you.
Okay.
Get your judging
da-da,
garments
da-da.
On and your
where's my gavel?
Your gavel. It's my gavel, but I'm you're it's on loan.
Loaning it to me, Judge Vinny. Okay.
Someone posted a photo of an airline upgrade after an airline upgraded a suitcase to first class. That's right. It wouldn't fit in the overhead bin, so they gave it a first class seat and buckled it in, as opposed to sending it down back down underneath where they put it in with the rest of the riffraff
luggage. So someone
luggage.
Was trying to like gate check it and they didn't put it underneath. They just put it in an empty
just,
seat in
the
first class.
People had already gotten onto the plane. This thing was not fitting in. They had
oh,
one piece
oh,
of luggage where they went, all right, let's just put it in a seat so that we don't have to get someone to come out here and put it underneath the plane.
We're going
to
seatbelt it in the end.
So, someone flying from Southern California to Sacramento snapped a photo after a woman's suitcase was given a first-class seat. It was too big to fit in the overhead bin, and there was a first-class seat open, so the flight crew just buckled it in. The reaction online is a heavy mix of laughter and outrage. It left people wondering, why didn't you put a human in first class? Which is where your judgment comes in, and put the bag on a seat in coach. Like you could have taken a living, breathing person
yes. and given them an upgrade
and moved them up to first class, right. But then that would be someone from back there.
Cattle class.
Mixing
yeah.
with
can't
the first
that.
Class. So can't I wonder, do you find yourself saying, well, they got that right. Don't laugh online. All you onliners, don't laugh at that. We pay good money in first class. We don't want, what did you call it?
The cattle class.
Cattle class yeah. up here with us. We'll take the bag over the person.
You know, I don't really have a bun in this oven. I really do feel like, I know I'm using that wrong. I really do feel like everyone should experience first class. The thing about it, though, is once you experience it, you're like, oh, it really does suck back there.
Well, the other thing is people who I fly a lot and I've, you know, you get status. You get, and part right. of that is that you get a first class seat when there's one available. If
that's
you're
right.
if you're
you
on the list,
for
there's
free
a list
because they're, you know,
yeah, you get upgraded. Right. And so I would be very angry because that meant somebody that was supposed to get upgraded didn't get their upgrade. And had to stay in cattle
So are
class.
You saying you're signed up for something so they're aware of you as a flyer that
yeah,
you
you're
are...
Yeah, you'll be like in their mileage club
oh.
or whatever.
They put a list up of upgrades right. and your name is somewhere on the list and depending on...
Right.
Yeah. So well, you'd be outraged.
I would be outraged.
What if all the people who were eligible for upgrades had gotten their upgrades and now they've just said they just want to get off the ground and get this over with. And by the way, we're talking about an hour-long flight.
It's a puddle you know,
it's
jump.
It's a quick little jump, right. and they stick the thing there, and they buckle it in, and they just go. Yeah, I have zero outrage with this, but also I can see why someone would be like, move me up there. I just don't. My judgment is, I don't care.
So if someone brought the empty seat next to you gets a bag put in it,
yeah.
or a person,
right.
it's all right.
I don't care. I don't know the person.
Don't
I don't know the bag.
Spill my champagne while you're walking into the seat next to mine, but it's okay.
Exactly. Look, my incredible airline style champagne has been knocked over. It's ridiculous.
It's just Prosecco, ma'am.
Oh, Well, all right then. Who cares?
How about a fast fact?
I love fast facts. You know that. Fast facts. And I appreciate the opportunity to be snooty. Thank you.
Rats are impressive breeders.
Oh.
With one pair having the potential to produce 15,000 descendants in 1 year.
Wow.
That's because young rats reach sexual maturity at just 2 to 3 months old.
They can immediately start boning other rats.
And start cranking out baby rats. Rats are impressive breeders.
So if they've got food, we've got rats. Yeah, rats are such problems. Man, you get rats going established at your place, you need ATCO.
I wonder if ATCO can help.
Yeah, I bet they can. Because honestly, once it gets out of control, like the average homeowner just does not know how to fix that. And poisons are dangerous to other animals and your own animals. And
there's nothing worse than hearing something in your walls, though.
Oh, my God. It is absolutely the worst. Like,
really? Come on.
You're chewing through my wall.
I'll never sleep again. Thank you. There are currently 44 active national emergencies in the United States, with one going all the way back to 1979.
What?
Approximately 430 quintillion joules of energy from the sun hit the earth every hour. That's more than the total energy.
I forgot these were fast facts. I thought this was like something about the 1979 disaster that's currently going on.
That's more than the total energy everyone on the planet uses in a year. 430 quintillion joules of energy. Oh, my
God. Joules of energy.
Yeah. I'm reading a book right now called
Hail Mary by Andy Weir, the guy who wrote The Martian.
It is so good, you guys. I mean, there's some scariness in it. There's some scariness in that.
Thank you.
A kangaroo. Never mind. I won't do the kangaroo.
Do the kangaroo.
An ox is just a cow.
Tell me about these national emergencies that have been going on currently since 1979. What are they? This is where the fast facts can get irritating.
A kangaroo word is one that contains all the letters of a synonym. Like the word chicken has all the letters for the word hen inside it. Or masculine contains the word male. That's a kangaroo word.
And man.
Now you know.
A kangaroo word.
Whoa, look at you going one step farther. An ox is just a cow that's been domesticated, probably castrated, and trained to pull things.
An ox is just a big cow? There's not a certain thing that says a big ox? Huh. I thought Babe was a big blue ox.
What? Yeah.
I thought they were different than cows. That's amazing. Wait, that is incredible.
Are you talking about Paul Bunyan's?
No, didn't he have Babe the Big Blue Ox? Babe the Big Blue?
Yeah, but that's
Clyde the Big Red Dog?
That's not real life.
Oh, it's not? You're telling me there's no guy named Paul Bunyan who would use Babe the Big Blue Ox to haul logs full on trees out the forest?
What is happening? Our text number is 800-436-97.
Ollie oxen free.
Oh. Poor Bobby, says 707. But not poor Bobby. Bobby's going
to
be thrilled.
Don't already be attached to Bobby. Okay. If it's a girl, it's going to be Carla. And if it's a boy, it's going to be Bob.
Carla?
I don't know. A girl name that nobody has. Every Carla's like, I have that name.
707, do not poor Bobby me. Bobby hasn't even started yet. And we're going to, you know, coach her up and get her into radio. And she's going to go on and have her own show. And someday you'll hear the Bobby show and you'll go, I know that person.
You won't know her, though.
You won't because, you know,
we're not going to let you
actually
not going to let you get attached to her. Jeez. We're not even going to get attached to her.
Nope.
Not at that hourly rate.
Don't say that out loud.
What? What are you talking about? Can't wait for the meeting today. It's going to be so fun. Signs that up.
Well, we've got one meeting with our boss at 10 a.m., right?
Oh, my God. You're right. I forgot about that. Oh.
So, yeah.
Well, what we need to do is win another contest, so we missed that one, too.
Yeah, we've won a couple contests that really disqualify us from having
you made up.
What? Shh. God, God, I feel like he's not on our side all the time.
Ah, you are the worst.
I got a headache.
Can't wait till
today.
Bobby gets here.
How did you have a headache? Today's like one of the most fun shows we've done together. God, no one stopped laughing the whole day.
707 says, freeway is 9 you're fine, 10 you're mine. There's a saying for the miles per hour you're allowed to go over the speed limit.
9 you're fine, 10 you're mine.
And streets are the same, but 4 and 5.
Oh.
4 you're fine, 5 you're mine.
Oh.
All right.
It's oh, not, there's it's not as catchy.
415 says direct. I got this from a CHP. Officer told me 9 is fine, 10 you're mine. So there you go.
Hot.
Why is it hot?
I don't know, it just is.
Oh.
9 you're fine, 10 you're mine.
That's hot.
It is hot. Thanks, Paris.
Glad for the break in the rain, just as Napa streets were flooding and the floodgates were closed.
Yesterday was actually, there were scary moments. Like, I could not believe the strength of the wind gusts. I got shoved across the cul-de-sac yesterday. Like, what? What's happening? Because my big raincoat acted like a sail.
You went, walked out of your house.
I had to do some stuff. So I went out front and I'm like, oh my God, look at all the crap everywhere. And then all of a sudden the wind was like, ah! Shoved me into my car. I'm like, oh my God, this is crazy.
You're wafer thin these days too.
So yeah, that's what it was, right?
Well, I'm like,
life is so much better, like a feather. like a feather, yeah.
We have those speed cameras in the greater Seattle area, especially around schools, and it's great. Keeps the kids safe. I agree.
I don't think this is a terrible idea, especially in places where there's kids around.
I love that it doesn't give you a point, at least at first. Like, let us know where they are so that we don't, because you could truly be, you know, when they put those up, it takes a minute for stuff to get, you could have 5 tickets before you realize right. This street I'm on is ticketed.
There is a map. They show you the exact locations. And I want to say I saw it on that SF Gate story.
It's
then.
There. I posted it
on the Facebook.
Oh, good, 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 good. Okay, so go to the Sarah Mini Facebook page and it's up there. But they're in, because I immediately looked on 101. Like, I'm always pushing down Lombard to Van Ness. And I was like, you know, looking at every intersection. I'm like, oh, there's none of my, phew! No, because, you know, I only go 25 miles an hour in the city. Of course, that's the speed limit. But sometimes people go so fast, I don't feel
bad
for them.
You know, the problem is you find yourself at times in needing to pass someone or whatever.
Or make it to a light, because you know if you don't hit that light, then you're not going to hit the other lights.
Right. So you may not necessarily be a lead foot and just know the area and know, I come on.
I need to make
I gotta
this
get
light.
Around this person. Right. Really, Sarah, a big blue ox?
What is it? Babe, the big blue...
Babe was a talking
blue,
pig.
Blue, the magic ox.
You don't know.
What is it?
I don't know.
Well,
but
somebody
you
tell us what it is.
Hey, I didn't pull out the Paul Bunyan reference. You did.
And I'm really not sure why I did it. But now that I have, I feel like I really need to
all
know.
All right, well, wait. Maddie, can you please tell us who what the ox is named?
It was Babe.
Oh!
Oh, and
she
is
did
it, is it a big blue ox? Is that what it's, what's
yes,
his title?
Yes.
What's his full title?
Yes, Babe the Blue Ox.
Just the blue, not necessarily a bigger one. Although Paul was so big, he must have had a big blue ox. I'm going to go big blue.
Okay. It was big. Right.
What's coming out of the trash?
I'm feeling good. The weekend tickets, right after this.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Otani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.